Are you ready? It's time for another great infotaining show filled with power-packed business and life information. Welcome to Your Future Is Now with your host, Jim Grant, and co-host, Don McGrath. Want to know how to create a fantastic TED Talk? Or how you can become an author or a speaker or build your own online business? Maybe it's reaching a level of success in your life that you deserve. Their show is designed to provide information to assist you towards your success and destiny. Each week, Jim and Don will interview a special guest and share exciting lessons. So grab a pen and paper. Take some notes. Thanks for joining the show. Now, here's Jim.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Your Future Is Now. This is Bill Heinrich speaking, the honorary co-host. We're having some technical difficulties, so I'm going to step in here and tell you about the show, what we're doing today. The show is sponsored by speakerspathway.com. Speakers Pathway is an organization that's set up to help people get their message, their business message, delivered succinctly and accurately across many different platforms. That includes webinars, speaking from stage, networking event, any Facebook Lives, anything you're doing, really sharpening up your message. And Speakers Pathway is focused on that with executive training directors to help you in every different area that you need, whether it's marketing, copywriting, personal transformation, speaking, whatever it is. We have the coaches in there to help you get through it. So on today's show, we have Michelle Morass joining us. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, we've had a little technical difficulty here, so I'm shooting off the cuff, but this fits in to what you're going to talk about today, about just finding the possibilities and moving forward. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead with that and tell us a little bit about that?
Well, when all the COVID happened, people were writing me, or I'd be on a Facebook Live and they were telling me, you know, I'm lost. I don't know what to do. All I can see are the negative and the bad things coming up. And I said, you know, you have to start seeing the positive in the possibilities. And they said, how can you think positive thoughts? You know, bad things are happening in this world. And I said, well, I'm not saying you have to be happy, happy, joy about it. What I'm saying is finding the possibilities in it. So being positive in my mindset is not to, you know, look at everything with rose glasses, but to see the possibilities. So if you break up the word positive, that base word posi means, you know, possibilities. And if
right.
you think negative, you're removing possibilities. So basically, see the positive or the possibilities in what's out there, what the outcome can be.
You know, this is something you and I are going to have a really good conversation about. I work as a business coach with people, showing them how to live their life purpose. But one of the most important parts of that is teaching them how to gain awareness. And it's with awareness, Michelle, that you create possibilities, right? You get more options.
Exactly.
No matter what's going on in the world.
Exactly. You have to be able to be open.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Talk a little bit more about that, how you work with people and share that.
When I'm working with people, you have to open people's minds to the things that they've already accomplished in this world. Because when you have so much negativity around you and in the world and media or whatever, or people around you especially, it's hard to see a light at the end of a very dark tunnel. And so
yeah.
we have to talk to, you know, what have you seen in your lifetime? What other bad things, you know, quote unquote bad things have you experienced that you've survived? And they go, well, I did this. Oh, I survived that. Or, you know, if it's a woman, I gave birth and, you know, that hurt. That was bad, but I made it through that. So all these, I fell down, I got back up. Yes, bad things happen, but then good things do happen if you allow them to. You must be open to what can happen.
You know, one time I was, I met with this very, what's the word I'm looking for? Internationally known psychiatrist who speaks, but he defined good mental health as getting across our current challenge, knowing there's another one waiting for us on the other side. And there's a lot of truth to that, isn't there?
Oh, majorly. If anyone is walking through this earth thinking that they'll only have one challenge and that'll be it, wake up. That's not going to, what it basically
right.
is every time you fall, you're being trained for the next fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I see it. Whatever's happening, just be prepared. You're learning a lesson from that fall or from that mishap. What lesson is it? Because you're going to need it for the next one.
Well, and you know what the irony of this is?
What?
Is as a person continues to grow, as you recognize a possibility and you follow it, you're really stepping into unknown areas, aren't you?
At all times.
Yeah.
The analogy I like to use is I always talk about, you know, embracing your toddler mindset, because toddlers, they fall, but they get back up. That's how we learn to walk. And if we didn't, you know, keep falling and getting back up as children, we would never learn to walk. We would be a world of walkers. And then that brings me to the whole, you know, the challenge thing. Every possibility, we're basically, as adults, we're continually falling. We're always on the verge of falling, but the next foot comes out in front of us and makes us stand back up again. Can you see that vision? We're always falling, and that's what we have to learn. We're always falling, but we always put a foot in front of us.
You know, I have one of the keynote talks that I give is titled, "My Life is Out of Control, and Yours Is Too." And, you know, there's such truth to that, especially now with the pandemic. And when one is living, looking for possibilities, you really want your life to be out of control. You want to rely on a choice that you're able to make when you recognize the possibility, right? Because there's all kinds of opportunities.
So many opportunities. And the misconception that everyone has is that we had control in the first place. And so that's
right.
One of the things, yeah, that's what I train. I mean, that's what I talk about. I speak on stages about this is, don't let the seemingly in control world you have make you believe you really are in control. Anything can happen. I mean, that's part of my story. I had everything. And then one day, a car ran a stop sign and hit me. And my whole life flew
wow.
out of control. And you can either let that keep falling out of control or say, okay, I understand it's falling. What pieces can I grab? Okay, I've got these two. What can I do with these? And you just keep walking till you can pick up more pieces of, you know, more balls off this juggling game that we all do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how do you look at life lessons and, like, the unfortunate experience you had where you got hit by a car? How is it? Obviously, you have to work with what you have from that point. But what about the way that was called in or what the lesson around it? Have you ever looked at that or talked about that?
I'm constantly talking about that. That's actually my drive. You see,
uh-huh.
with this the car accident, it wasn't just an accident. I lost four areas of my brain. I am missing four block. I have four blockages. I have a traumatic brain injury. So not only did I have the lost my ability to speak and walk for 18 months or so in my life, I lost my past. I lost a lot of my past. And
wow.
what I found mm-hmm. is so many people, and it's just a normal day of life. Everybody looks at all the bad things that happened in your life or, oh, what happened in my life. And you've got to remember, it's okay. Look forward. Stop looking backwards. And that's how I did it. I stopped looking at what I didn't have and concentrated on what I did have. And from that, that's what I train. Look at what your strengths and move from there. Stop worrying about your weaknesses and dwelling on them.
Yeah.
You know, Michelle, if I can cut in there, Bill, I'm sorry, but
sure.
You know, when she's talking about that traumatic brain injury, I found out about that, ladies and gentlemen, when she was on our show, The Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support that we have at speakerspathway.com. All of the messages are there. All of the speakers are there. Just go to speakerspathway.com. Michelle was a guest on the show, and she was there on April the 16th, and her subject was how to find strength through the stories your inner critic tells you. But she was telling me about this traumatic brain injury she went through, and you know, it really touched my heart because my son-in-law was in, he had several concussions. He was in a horrible car crash that should have killed him. He suffered from chronic traumatic encephalopathy. That's a very serious brain disease that football players get, boxers get. And it really enslaved him. And unfortunately, we lost Mark to suicide in November of 2013. So when we had a common ground there, when I heard this lady's message, ladies and gentlemen, Ben Bill, this is the why I wanted Michelle to be a guest on our show, because she is a powerful speaker. And if you want to catch her episode, it's April the 16th. It's on our website at speakerspathway.com. Just click on the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support, and you're in for a treat. And, Bill, I tell you right now, I bet you – I'm sorry I couldn't kick off the show. We had some kind of a technical difficulty. Ben, the producer, told me I didn't have a quarter put in the machine or something. I don't know. But thank you for kicking it off, brother.
Well, I kind of got caught by surprise, and I did get it rolling. But yeah, I was sitting here during the show thinking about – I'm going to have to go out behind the barn and find Jim later. I don't know what happened to him.
Yeah, because we were talking as soon as the music stopped and that kicked on. And, you know, I was talking away and then Bill jumped in there. So thank you so much. But, Bill, I tell you right now, and we're going to be back just in a few seconds. We're going to be breaking for a commercial break. But, Bill, we're in for a treat to hear more about Michelle. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we've had some very great engagements, questions, and answers. So I'm looking forward to getting more of her wisdom when we come back from break, Jim.
Oh, you bet. And ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned. We'll be back with Michelle and this dynamic lady and her powerful message, because we're going to be right back right after these messages.
SpeakersPathway.com is the proud sponsor of Your Future Is Now, a show dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the vision and mission of Speakers Pathway. Dr. Sony Jackson's expertise is on the art of marketing while cultivating a long-term customer relationship in your business world. Do you know what to say or how to deliver your message to complete strangers? If so, Sony can help you. Tamara Hunter is a cancer survivor and works with people to focus their message or mission to the audience they want to reach. Do you feel called to create a movement to make the world a better place? If so, Tamara can help you. For additional information from any of our executive training directors, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
A book titled The Art of Doing Nothing by Veronica Bien in our guest room by the bed. I'm telling you, this book is an impossible challenge. In the state of Maine, it's said that someone who bottoms chairs for a living is lazy, presumably because one's bottom is perpetually in the chair. To sozzle means to laze around or perform a task in a sloppy way. The word is mainly found in New England. A quote from 1848 describes the term as used by housekeepers in certain parts of Connecticut to refer to a lazy person. Other words for lazy people are abbey lubbers, scabberlatchers, and slaughter pooches. To me, the ultimate loblolly is someone who is too lazy to even fake like they're working.
It's Margin Day.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Words.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at SpeakersPathway.com. SpeakersPathway.com has got a lot of great information over there. Goodness, we just got done completing 45 episodes of the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. You can go there. You can click on the individual speakers. And one of these great speakers we had there who volunteered her time, and she gave a great performance, is Michelle Mars. And I'll tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, she was on there April the 16th. Her message was how to find strength through the stories your inner critic tells you. This lady here shared with everyone about her life, how she came back, and she suffered a very tragic traumatic brain injury, I should say. And Bill, I tell you right now, so far, what we've heard from her has just been absolutely amazing. Wouldn't you agree, brother?
Yes, I've really enjoyed it. She has a wonderful way of talking and opening up, getting people to have more of an open mind when it comes to possibilities. Is that where you'd like to continue, Michelle, is with possibilities? Or what other area would you like to? We'd also like to find out about your website and how people can reach you.
Oh, okay. Well, I always love to talk about possibilities because that's the future. But my website to reach me is my name. It's michellemaras.com. That's michellemaras.com. And I have a podcast called Mental Shift, but you can find everything about me on my website. All the links for all social media is there too. Pretty easy.
Great. Thank you. What other part of possibilities would you like to speak about?
Wow, there's just so many angles I can go through.
Yeah.
Well, because so many people realize, they don't realize that the possibilities are it's in our control. We have an imagination, yes, not just to just play around, but to see possibilities. That's what our imagination is for, so that we can see the options. So basically, so many people can dwell on the worst case scenario. That's what our brain wants to do. That's what the inner critic inside of us likes to do. What's the worst case scenario? Well, if you want to focus that much energy on the negative or the worst case scenario, why wouldn't you want to shift that and concentrate that much energy on what positive possibilities can happen? And so that's why I want to talk about with the possibilities is you have a choice. You can dwell on what's going to make you nauseous and sick and worried all the time, or you can focus on something that makes you smile. And that brings me back to something else I love to talk about is, in science, we always hear opposites attract. Well, that works to a point. When it comes into real life and working with humans and dealing in jobs or whatever we're doing, like attracts like. So if you focus on the negative, you will bring more negative. If you focus on the positive, you bring more positive. And we can talk that out, right? If I keep walking down the street, I'm going to trip. I can guarantee you I'm going to trip.
At some point you'll trip, won't you? It's that energy that we put out. People say that mindset's the first part of it. But like does attract like. And the thing that I tell people is there's only one thing wrong with the universe. That's our perception of it, right?
Yeah. I like to tell my clients that, be careful what you think. You can say all you want, but be careful what you think. And they're like, what do you mean, be careful what I think? I said, the universe, think of it like a genie, and you're Aladdin. Whatever you say on the outside, everyone says, oh, that's so sweet. But inside, if you say, I'm going to fail, or this is going to happen, or this bad's going to happen, the universe says, as you wish.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
The Bible even says it. The Bible says it. God says, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's really amazing, too, is that I like the way you like to shift things around and get people to focus on the positive, because that is critical, because if you're wanting to be successful, if you're wanting to live a satisfied life, if you're wanting to enjoy good health, it all starts with the positive mental attitude. And for you to actually encourage people to focus on the positive possibilities in their life, that's the starting point for the life that they really want, isn't it?
It's the starting point for everything, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and with someone with a traumatic brain injury, the neurologist said, you know, most of our people in here are really depressed and no, they don't want to live anymore. They're just having a hard time. How are you doing this? And I said, because I let go of everything I couldn't do, and I focus on what I can do. And they're like, wow, that works. And then, you know, 6 months later, I found out I had breast cancer. So I could have taken a bigger tumble. But what I had done is I had already trained myself to only see the positive possibilities. Yes, you're going to die in 3 months. Well, I could have focused on that, or I could say what I did say. Doctors, you call it a practice for a reason. You're practicing. You don't know me. So I don't know me. So therefore, I'm just going to see what's happening, and I will focus on living the most possible possibility that I can think of. And I did.
Yeah, that's really amazing, because I love your story. I mean, the courage that you take to share the story, because you're such a powerful warrior. You talk about being a powerful survivor. Yes. A survivor is one thing, but a warrior, I mean, you're just kind of like, okay, whatever's going to come my way, you might as well, you better bring a lunch, and you better bake your Wheaties this morning, because you're in for it. That's the vibe I get from her. Do you get the same vibe, Bill?
Uh-oh.
Yes, exactly. The same thing. But not only being ready to fight, but to flip it over to something positive. And to make the best out of whatever situation it is. Isn't that correct, Michelle?
It truly it is. I mean, I didn't realize how rare my positive mindset was, but I'm part of the John Maxwell team, and I won a culture award out of over 8,000 coaches worldwide for my positive attitude. And I'm like, wow, really? I mean, I was nominated and won out of 8. That was pretty impressive. And that's when I started paying attention to my attitude is very rare. And so that's when I shifted a lot of my coaching to, you know, I need to help people learn how to find that positive mindset, because in it is the basis for all successes, all happiness, all joy in your family, everything, work, you name it. If you can shift your attitude, you can shift your world.
Yeah, you know what, Michelle? A lot of people are very anemic in that area.
Yes.
And they feel like they're weak. They feel like they're hopeless. And I'm sitting here reading up on some of your credentials. Is it okay if I brag about you a little bit?
Sure.
But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle has been awarded the Inspirational Women of Excellence Award from the Women Economic Forum in New Delhi, India. And that is quite an accomplishment. And that's, you know, I just got to say, wow, we're very honored to have you on the show, because the credentials that you've earned, and it's been through hard work and sweat equity. This didn't come easy for you, did it, Michelle?
Oh, not at all. Remember, I have a traumatic brain injury. I'm missing 4 areas of my brain, and I'm still moving. That I'm doing it, this is amazing to the doctors.
Yeah, that's what really hit me, because, you know, Bill, as I said earlier about Mark, my son-in-law suffering from chronic traumatic encephalopathy, the brain disease that really destroys the reasoning in the mind. And hearing Michelle's story, I says, oh, my goodness gracious, this lady is just, she just does talk about being positive and, you know, the stuff on the top. She's down in the ditches. I mean, she's down there. She's working her way out of a ditch. And I mean, goodness, my heart just goes out to you, and I salute you. And I know, Bill, you feel the same way, because to run into someone like Michelle with her powerful message, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Well, it's something that it is amazing, but it's also something that people really need to hear, especially these days during the pandemic, because whether we like it or not, our lives have changed forever in many different ways, shapes, and forms. In fact, I was just talking with a client a little while ago who was talking about all the different things going on in his life. And I said, yeah, and don't forget the energy going on around the pandemic and that subtle fear we have. Right, Michelle, do you see this with people?
Well, it's what I talk about constantly online, because that's what everyone asks me to talk about. Can you come to our group and talk about this? And here's my quote for them. It's change is an emotional journey. It's not rainbows and butterflies through a field of daisies. Change is uncomfortable, and it forces you to evaluate who you are. The beauty is in the possibilities. So don't feed yourself all the negative. Don't fall into the trap of the world is falling. What you're all experiencing right now with the fear are those of us who have brain injuries, those of us who have sicknesses and illnesses. You're afraid because you don't know what's happening in the future. But you've got to let that go and keep walking, period.
You're absolutely correct, because fear is the easy thing for us to fall prey to, and it automatically cripples us in all areas of our life. It makes us run scared. It fills our mind with, doubt. And, having doubts in your mind, that's your worst enemy, because you're already defeated before you started. I think it was Henry Ford. A lot of people have said it, the comment that if you think you can do a thing or if you think you can't do a thing, you're right.
Right.
And you just made up your mind, that you were not going to be a victim. You were going to be a warrior. You call it survivor, but I call it a warrior, because that's an uphill battle. And I tell you right now, I'm just really impressed with your story, and I'm very moved by it, too. And Michelle, your website is michellemras.com.
Yes.
And your podcast is on anchor.fm/mental shift, and you're on YouTube there at YouTube, Michelle Maras. And ladies and gentlemen, all of these websites and everything will be in the description of the show here on TogiNet. So please download the podcast and share this show with others. Please subscribe to it, because this is her message is so powerful. It's just a lot of people out there need it. And Bill, when we had her on the message of inspiration, hope, and support, it was a slam dunk for us. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, this is a very, very powerful message. That's also, it's really a basic message of the key to enjoying life. And I think when we get back from the break, Jim, we should find out more about that from Michelle, about, this cornerstone of that, your attitude, and how that really does create a better life for you. We'll be right back.
This show, Your Future Is Now, is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com. And just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people to find their future. Is fear holding you back from your calling or your life mission? Do you struggle with taking that first step? If so, Bill Henrich is our catalyst to help you create perspectives with new possibilities that will bring you more peace, more joy, more love in your life, and freedom. Do you struggle trying to build your strategy? Do you know how to reach your end results? If not, Gigi Ames is your expert in strategy and helping you create your step-by-step game plan to reach your finish line. For more information on creating the life you want to live, reach out to Bill Henrich. Or if Gigi Ames can help you with building your strategy with your end goal in sight, go to speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
It's words you never heard.
Okay, ladies, listen up. Did you know recent studies are suggesting that women with skinny waists but sizable hips are smarter than other women? Scientists at the University of Pittsburgh and the University of California gave cognitive tests to a group of 16,000 women and girls of different body types and found the women with the greatest hip-to-waist proportions scored higher. I guess that would make me a walking Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, hold on. That doesn't mean it's okay for us to be a powder pigeon. That's another name for a woman whose sizable hips can take up a whole supermarket aisle. Research suggests that the fat around fuller hips and thighs holds higher levels of omega-3 fatty acids, which helps the brain. I'm not sure if I would rather be able to do the Sunday crossword puzzle or get into those jeans I bought 10 years ago.
It's words you never heard.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Grant. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. And back there in April, started in March, actually, in April and May, we put on 45 episodes of the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And one of the individuals that raised their hand and says, count me in, I want to volunteer my time, I want to deliver my message, is on our website, speakerspathway.com. Just click on the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And on April the 16th, we had Michelle Maras on there. Her topic was how to find strength through the stories your inner critic tells you. And, you know, I tell you right now, Bill, when I heard her message and I got to know her about her suffering from a traumatic brain injury and her current battle with breast cancer, this lady, it truly is. She calls herself a powerful survivor. I call her a warrior. How about you, Bill?
I would agree with that. There's no question Michelle's a powerful survivor with all the things that she's overcome in her life. But she's really a warrior for getting the honest message out to people and letting us understand that if there's going to be changes made in our life, it's up to us individually, right, Michelle?
Exactly. Nobody's else is going to do it for us.
I was just going to say that. Go ahead.
No one else will do it for you. I mean, that's the thing. So many of us wait around for someone to save us. Or I say it to groups of women when I'm there. I do. You know, when you're growing up, Disney showed you girls in despair and some shining knights coming to save you. Guess what? You are that knight. Get up. It's up to you. It's your choice. And for anyone who's gone through any kind of trauma, think back. It wasn't all the doctors or the lawyer or your best friend. It was your choice when you said, you know what? I'm standing up. You know what? I'm done. You know what? I'm going to make a change. And the other thing I wanted to add in here is humor. I grew up with a lot of humor. Carol Burnett was my hero, by the way. She still is. And one of the things she said a long time ago, and it stuck with me for the rest of my life, is she says, only I can change my life. No one can do it for me. Mm-hmm. And I remember that sticking with me, and I thought, you know, not only am I in charge, but I'm going to do everything with a little bit of humor and a little pizzazz, and it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. It's my choice to live my life as joyfully and happily and most positively as I can. It's my choice.
You know,
go ahead,
Jim.
No, go ahead, sir.
Well, what I was going to say is, I love that you use the word choice with, you know, I'm a business client. And one of the things I work through with my clients is that we only make choices. We never make any more decisions because decisions are final and over and come with stress. Choices is where your powers lie, right, Michelle? That's because you can always make a different choice.
Always shift. If you don't like it, shift. You made that choice. Make another one if you don't like it. You know, and I giggle because I tell people, especially with this pandemic, they do, oh, my life is hell. And I said, well, then what are you doing? Well, I'm just sitting here because I don't know what to do. And I said, well, here's the best advice I've ever heard. If you find yourself in hell, don't stop. Keep walking. There's light at the other end. You know, why would you stop now, right? Now, if anything, full throttle. You know, put the blasters on, keep going. And so what I've been encouraging all my clients is, yes, the pandemic happened. Yes, maybe you've lost your job. Yes, whatever terrible thing is happening in your world. Yes, I agree. Move on. Find something else.
You know, it's amazing. I'm sitting here looking at your notes there, and you're also the author of Eat, Drink, and Be Merry. And I really can relate to that because if you eat good nourishing food and drink a good healthy beverage or just drink your favorite beverage like coffee or tea, whatever you drink, but be merry on the inside, that's really treating yourself internally, physically, with good positive energy. Then you can use that to focus your mind and choose to focus on the things that will keep you happy and make you happy and help you get from where you are to where you want to be. If you want to stay in misery, that's a choice, right?
It's all a choice. And actually, what's funny about that book that you mentioned, it's also the name of my TED Talk, but Mary, I spelt it with M-A-R-Y, my mother-in-law's name. And growing up, I would always see, I was kind of like an Eeyore. I always found something bad because I always expected something bad. And therefore, it was my choice. I brought more bad. And when I met Mary, who was my math teacher in high school in the Philippines, believe it or not, she was just so happy. And no matter what happened around her, she'd do, oh, well, guess that's happening. And she'd just keep moving. And I thought, this woman's crazy. And then as I got older and I married her son and she became my mentor, my friend, my mother-in-law, I realized that, you know, eat, drink, but be merry. Be a woman, be a man, be a person who can see the good in no matter what situation is around them. That's who Mary is. And that book is actually on Audible. I did the Audible version of that book. It's pretty cool.
Wow, that's really amazing because I saw the eat, drink, and be M-A-R-Y, and I thought it was just a misprint, but now I understand the rest of the story. That's a wonderful story because during my lifetime, I've known people that didn't have much money. I've known people that, you know, they were just, you know, common people, but they were always giving people.
Yes.
And they always chose to give. And you know what? What they were really rich in was something money couldn't buy. They were happy.
Exactly.
They were filled with joy on the inside. My goodness. And you see, a lot of people's got a lot of, you know, material things, and they're miserable.
Yeah.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's very sad. And that was one of the other lessons I learned from Mary, my mother-in-law, was she was a teacher. She was just an ordinary person, and she changed my world and so many other children's worlds because she believed in us. And so when I meet clients who do, well, you know, what do you want to do? Well, I want to be really rich, and I want this, and I want this, and I want to get this car, and I want. And it's like, stop. Who are you, and what do you really want? What do all of those things give you? What do these objects give you? Well, they give me da-da-da-da. No, bring it down. What does it really give you? Oh, it brings me peace. It brings me joy. Oh, that's what you're after. It's not the material things. Now, if you're looking for joy and peace and, you know, something to just belong, well, then that's a choice you can make within you. Instead of looking for some materialistic thing that you can't take to your grave, be good.
Yeah, you know, that's amazing because whenever you want something, you know, that's where someone will, you know, will buy something, and then 2 or 3 days later, they have buyer's remorse because that thing that they thought they wanted would bring them happiness did not. It was a thing. It wasn't, you know, it's worthless, really. And, you know, Michelle, when I think about, you know, the things you've been talking about and what you said on the show, we had you on the messages of inspiration, hope, and support. And what really inspires me is that you encourage people to just stop worrying about things, start focusing on the things that can make you happy. And most importantly, the best way to do that is to be able to look and see who you can help, where you can help, and just do it. It's that simple, isn't it?
It is. It's if it comes through your mind, then do it. I mean, what people don't realize when they see me, and you know, those of you who look me up will do, wow, this woman is always smiling. And you have to realize I am in the journey of breast cancer right now. I have a traumatic brain injury. I'm missing 4 areas of my brain. Every day is a choice. I wake up making the solid choice. I will find what's good in my world. And I do before I even get out of bed. And so I practice what I preach. This is not a facade. This is not a show face. This is who I am. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have difficulty comprehending someone can have so many bad, negative things happening in the world and still smile about it. And it's because in those bad or negative things that are in my world, I see the good, I see the growth, and I've grown exponentially throughout all of them.
Yeah, you know,
it's really
go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, yeah, thank you, Jim. I was going to say the thing that amazes me is how we get trapped in the negative in our physical lives. And yet, when I make this statement, and pretty much anybody can finish this statement, the statement is, people will never remember what you said. They'll always remember how you made them
feel. Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. When you, I mean, I used to do a lot of, I sing a lot, and I would go to the old folks' homes and the nursing homes and things of those, and I would sing old 50s, 60s songs to make everyone happy. And I would talk, and I'd sit and tell stories with all these elderly folks. And I said, you know, they're telling you don't have much longer to live. What is your one regret? Their regret wasn't, I didn't have a Porsche, or I didn't have a Tesla, or I didn't have the big, their biggest regrets are, I wish I spent more time with my children and my grandchildren. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I learned to travel a little bit better with my family and smile. You see, and so I realized it is not what comes to us. It's who we are and what we could have been given to the world. And so I focus on that. People look at me and say, yeah, that's a lot of woo-woo stuff, lady. But I'm telling you, it's what we all regret on our deathbed. And I refuse to go to my deathbed regretting not living.
You know, that's exactly right. We got started here, and I was going to brag on Bill a little bit there, because I remember hearing Bill talk to people, and you know, they're talking about, well, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that. Well, don't worry about it. Tomorrow will be there. Because so many times we get caught up in the process that we lose focus on the content of what life is about. It's about loving one another. And like you say, you know, having more time with your loved ones, your family, your friends, especially now. Because a lot of people have went into the, you know, what I call house arrest. And sometimes they go put themselves voluntarily into solitary confinement. They get into a shell and they feel like the world is against them. And that's, you know, that's just horrible. And we're trying to get information out to people to just say, hey, let go of that, you know, that solitary confinement. And Bill, I just had to brag on you there a little bit, brother.
Well, thank you, Jim. I was just kind of reflecting on what Michelle was sharing about people saying that the most important thing to them is connecting to their loved ones. You know, there's a quote I heard, you know, the day we die, everything we have is going to go to somebody else.
Yep.
But everything we are stays with us forever.
Yes.
And yeah. there's so much truth to that. And it all certainly plays into maintaining and having a good attitude in life, finding the positive. And I know we're going to go to break here in a second. When we get back, I'm looking to hear more from Michelle in our last section. We'll be back in a minute.
Future Is Now is sponsored by SpeakersPathway.com, and just like the show, we are dedicated and aligned in perfect harmony with the same vision and mission of helping people define their future. You may have heard that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Well, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. Koji Somaldi says, if you're not using video in 2019, you're going to get left behind. Most people feel lost or confused when it comes to marketing. Preston Martelli is a marketing guru whose strategies are both art and science in growing your business. Preston helps you make the right decisions that are predictable, measurable, and scalable. For additional information about Koji, Preston, or any of our executive training directors, go to our website at speakerspathway.com. That is speakerspathway.com.
By the time this show is over, you'll blink at least 30 times. The average person normally blinks about 20 times per minute, or 17,000 times a day. A faster rate usually indicates anxiety or emotional stress. What's the word for someone who blinks a lot? A squintophigo. FBI agents have identified a specific type of blink that they directly associate with gammer staying. That's a person who tends toward deception and fraud. Attorneys, also known as pettifoggers, look for blinking when they have people on the stand. The eyelash flutter means they really do not like the question at all. Women blink more than men, but when a man blinks at a woman, he always appreciates a wink back. What's another word for flirting? Puzzle Coup.
It's Margin Neighbor.
I'm Carolyn Davidson, and you can have fun challenging your words you never heard vocabulary with my free app, Too Funny for Word.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Your Future Is Now is proudly sponsored by the good guys at speakerspathway.com. We've got a lot of exciting things going on there at speakerspathway.com. One of the things that we just did, we completed 45 episodes of the Messages of Inspiration, Hope, and Support. It was such a success. It's been demanded for us to bring it back. We're working on that. So if you're a speaker, go to speakerspathway.com and get in touch with Dandy Don and or me, just Jim at speakerspathway.com, and just say, hey, tell me more. We'll be glad to get some information for you. In fact, I will put that in the description of this show to save you some time where you can just click on it and register, because we only got 30 slots. And Bill, I tell you right now, when Michelle is talking about all the choices and things like that, that is something you tell people every single day, isn't it, Bill?
You know, that's really very true. I was sitting here pondering that as we have been talking about it before. And, you know, one of the things that really helped me tremendously was when I realized no matter what I was doing in life, I was either doing it from a powerful place or I was being victimized. But it was my choice. And once I realized that I put myself in limitation, I started making choices to change that. Does that make sense, Michelle?
Completely. That's what we've been talking about. It's all a choice. And, you know, I honestly kind of see my brain injury as one of my blessings, because like many of us out there, I mean, I looked at my possibilities and saw the negative. I mean, I've lost four areas of my brain, for goodness sakes. And then I realized, wait a minute, I have a blessing here. I don't remember all the pain. I don't remember all the things I thought I couldn't do. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to unlearn as adults, right? Or we've learned something when we were 12 and we've locked it into our brain. And at 50, 60 years old, we're still thinking, nope, still can't do that. Still can't spell waterfront, you know, because of that spelling bee. And you think about all the things that we hold ourselves back from. When I had that brain injury, I lost so much of that. So when I started moving forward again, my possibilities were all positive because I didn't have any of the negative locking me down. I didn't have to rewrite the negative, the narrative. And again, I'm a big reader. And I ran into Les Brown, and he said, life has no expectations except the ones, limitations except for those that you make. And I went, wow. How would it be to live without limitations placed upon myself by myself? So I stopped saying, okay, look at myself. Oh, I can't do this. I started looking back at the things I could remember. Do you know what? I'm afraid of heights, but am I? And I would look back and do, well, when I was a little girl, I'm 5 foot now. So just imagine what I was, how tall I was at, you know, 7. And then I was like, well, I was afraid of heights then, but I went up on a slide. That slide was really, really tall. And so I made it down that slide, didn't hurt myself. So now that I'm, you know, I'm 52, maybe I'm not afraid of heights. Everything just changed perception. The levels just shifted. And so I convinced myself out of things I thought I still remembered that I was afraid of or unable to do. And so when I talk to my clients, I say, you know, what are you afraid of, you know, moving forward from? And they do, oh, I'm afraid of this and this. Okay, now tell me some stories that are like that from your childhood. And they would tell me these stories, and I do, so you've already done it. Well, yeah, but not this big. But you weren't that big back then either. And it kind of shifts their brain. They go, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I can do it. And so that's what I love about choices and limitations. They're not set in stone. They're set in our mind, and our minds are malleable.
Well, that is so true. It's just a matter of finding the next step, right? The next action piece would be.
Yeah, we don't have to jump to the top of the staircase. We take one step at a time. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to say success rewards action.
Oh, yeah. Dandy Don, the co-founder of SpeakersPathway.com, he's known for that. That's his signature saying. He says, success, you know, rewards action, and action rewards success. We say it both ways. He says it that one way, though. But my point being is that when we make up our minds, I think it was Abraham Lincoln says that people make up their minds to be about as happy as they want to be. And that's so true. It's truly an option. It's truly a choice. And everything in life is a choice. If you make a bad choice, okay. The main thing, this is what I like about Bill Heinrich. Bill talks about, hey, don't beat yourself up. You know, forgive yourself and go on. Okay, so you made a bad choice. Okay. You know, and there's a lot of people that enslave themselves and they really become miserable and stay miserable, dwelling over a bad choice. And, you know, Michelle, I know that your message is kind of like, hey, get over it, right?
Yep. You're going to make a lot of bad choices. Just learn from them. Now, the only failure in your bad choice is if you don't learn from it. Learn and be ready for the next fall. because you're going to need that skill in the next one.
It's all part of the exploration process, right, Michelle?
Yeah, it's about life. It's how we are. I mean, that injury, losing my mind like that and losing my ability to smile and find the good in the world, that made me work hard at finding it, which was perfect timing because when someone tells you you have cancer and you've got 3 months to live, I could have crumbled big. But I had learned that lesson from that previous fall, right? And I applied it to this new challenge in my life and went, you know what? I'm going to live the best life I can. And if I die tomorrow, everyone in my realm who's met me, heard me, or read anything knows that I care, I love them, and I only want the best for them, period. I can die a happy woman at any time. It shifted how everything works in my world. I'm not worried anymore. I'm okay.
You know, I like the way you said that because when I was a young boy, about 10 years of age, I went to the funeral of this man that passed away. This guy, I got to give the eulogy and all. And he said some nice things. But the one thing that I remember as a 10-year-old sitting there was that he made a comment that really stuck in my mind. So we know with confidence where he is, you know. But he says, while he was here on earth, he lived a life so full that he left this earth with a satisfied mind. And that's the energy I get reverberating from you. You know, you're going to be satisfied with everything that comes your way because the things you can change, fine. Things you can't change, move on. Make another choice and go around it.
Exactly. And in my first book, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, I said, you know, spoiler alert, my mother-in-law passed away. And at her funeral, that's my big epiphany. Looking around that room, we weren't sad that she passed away. We were sad that we didn't have her light in our world anymore. Mm-hmm. And we were all trying to find a way to keep her light in our world. My way was her memories and to write them all down in a book and to never forget them. So when I live my life, it's what do I want to leave people with a memory that they were loved by me, you know, whoever passes me. I mean, what kind of memory do I want to leave? And that's how we should be living our world, our earthly spots, is what good can we leave? Because if we drop dead, what is the last thing someone's going to remember about you? And for me, I want it to be a happy thought.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, it's we've all lost loved ones. And the thing that I tell people, you know, I'm going to use my mom's example. She passed away in 1994. But one day I was thinking about mother's barbecue sauce. She used to make this homemade barbecue sauce. And I mean, everybody loved her barbecue chicken. I mean, she'd take the chicken to a church picnic. And even the hound dogs that showed up would start drooling just smelling that barbecue sauce. But none of my sisters remembers how she made it.
Oh, no.
Yes. And see, that, of course, that's, we're talking about barbecue sauce, but what about the family history? So many people, like when my dad died in 78, he took a lot of the Grant family history with him. And we were too, and let me speak for myself, I was too young and too dumb to say, hey, Dad, you know, and ask him questions because I was too busy caught up in the nonsense of living rather than the content of living.
Yeah.
And, you know, Bill, we've all been there. And I know that, you know, we know what it's like when we lose a loved one and the person's no longer there. And doggone it, we just wish we'd had more time with them, or, you know, maybe a little bit more information about them. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
I couldn't agree more. One of the things that comes up as I work with different clients is they all want to leave a legacy.
Yep.
And the message that I have for them, and I think that Michelle will concur with this, is the legacy begins with who you are right now. Isn't that correct, Michelle?
Can't agree more. I mean, that is so beautiful. Your legacy is you. It doesn't need to be a car or a house. It doesn't have to be an object. It's you. That's who they want. That's the same.
Yeah, because you're the one that's irreplaceable. A car or house can be replaceable, and a car is just going to get old and break down in the house. I mean, you got to start keep repairs on it after 25 or 30 years. Otherwise, it's going to start falling in on you.
Well, and that was my big thing, is I was one of those people who said, oh, don't take a picture with me. I don't like pictures. Don't take pictures of me. And my mother-in-law was always in front of the camera. She loved cameras. And so when she passed away, I was so relieved to see so many faces of her in every stage, happy, sad, you know, whatever, makeup, no makeup. And I realized I better start taking pictures, because I have none. And so that's another little message I'd like to leave with your listeners, is be in your pictures, smile, because part of your legacy is the love and that expression on your face that they can, that you cannot replace with an object.
Yes, and when you said that, it just brought to my mind, smile, because someone's going to say, wow, all of the hardships that individual went through, and they could still smile. That's encouraging, wouldn't you agree?
I'm learning that every day when people say, you have what?
I tell you, we got about 1 minute left, and Bill, I tell you right now, you can, you know, she just really impresses me, and I know she's impressed you. And Michelle is just a wonderful, tremendous example of how to be a survivor and a warrior. Wouldn't you agree, sir?
Oh, 100%. Michelle, your message is so spot on and so powerful. What a gift you are to the world. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Jim.
Yes, and also, ladies and gentlemen, all of the web information we'll have there, including, I forgot to mention, Bill's book, my...
Clarity has no story.
Clarity has no story. I was trying to get the first word out and I couldn't. So, but it's going to be on the website too. And we want to thank you for joining us today. Please subscribe to the channel and we will catch you next Friday. Have a wonderful weekend.